Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode number 96, we are talking about Linda West's The Frequency and our congressional system. Please remember to check out my mommy blog, talkswithmaria.com, and The Boss Mom Mentality, available on Amazon. Let's begin. Hi guys, today I want to talk about Linda West. She is an author of Frequency. She goes into research of how we can manipulate the frequency we emit so that we can attract to ourselves the things, people, places, and opportunities so that we can reach our goals. So yesterday I was listening to an audiobook by Linda West. It's titled The Frequency. And within the book, she teaches how to, manipulate the energy that you emit by having your wishes said to yourself during high energy or high frequency moments. And she identifies when those high frequency moments are for you. So in short, it's about the frequency is when you're experiencing high levels of joy, laughter. She even goes into how when children laugh and you hear them playing and all of the laughter and joy that they exude, that is when, you know, that is when you can actually reach those frequencies, those high levels of frequency, for you to be able to attract to yourself that thing that you're trying to achieve, whatever goal or person or possibility or opportunity. Now, the key to this is that you want to maintain this level of energy, this level of frequency for 16 seconds. So within those 16 seconds, you're telling yourself an affirmation. You know, you're telling yourself, I am powerful. I am receiving a lump sum of money, or I'm getting book deals, or I am making a difference with thousands of people's of lives or something like that. But during that time, when you're in that high energy frequency, it has to be for 16 seconds or longer, and then you have to fine tune what you're telling yourself. Now, the other thing I wanted to really talk about was your congressional system. And she talks about your congressional system is made out of three parts, and that is the mind, the body, and the soul. And those three parts create for who you are, what your identity is, your behaviors, your thought processes. And the reason why sometimes maybe people are not getting what they are looking to or are working towards is because your congressional system doesn't agree, right? So for example, one of the things that was an example for me is that I'm looking to make $1 million, right? And perhaps a part of me, whatever congressional system, doesn't agree to that. Maybe $1 million is not something that my mind can wrap my head around, right? Or maybe $1 million, my heart doesn't feel like that is going to be healthy for me. I have no clue. But you have to look at what reason or what judger, which is either the mind, the body, or the soul, what judger doesn't agree with whatever goal you're trying to attain and having difficulty in attaining. So maybe then she suggests that if you're not getting what you want, which is for me $1 million, and now this is for an example, guys. Yes, I'd love $1 million, but realistically, do I think I'm going to get $1 million next month, in a quarter, in 6 months? I don't know. You know, that's just kind of like everybody wants $1 million. But the point of it is that it has to be a realistic goal. And it has to be a goal that you can't, your three judgers, your mind, your body, your soul, agrees with. So, I wanted to really emphasize the importance of having your congressional system, which is the mind, body, and soul, having your congressional system aligned with your goals and what you're trying to achieve. So, the whole purpose of having your three judges and the three con your congressional system, she calls it the judges. Which is so great because, a lot of the times people use judgers like moms and dads and friends and your network and your coworkers and your kids. When it should be your judgers need to be you. What do you want to do? What do you feel right doing? So I love that. And ultimately, making sure that whatever goal you're trying to achieve or working towards, it needs to be in alignment with your congressional system. So one of the things that I actually worked on last year was writing a book. And I didn't make any kind of crazy goal of selling X amount of books. I just wanted to write a book that was amazing and that I could make an impact with other people. And however way it looked in terms of like what kind of traction it was going to receive, I left that to the universe. But my goal was to write my first book. And I worked really hard on that. And I published my book in October. And that, I feel like the reason why it did work out for me is because it was a realistic goal. Everything that I spent on the book was literally just time and very little money. So it was just a lot of effort, time, wee hours of the mornings and nights to work on this book. So that is an example in my life that is it was an alignment. That goal of writing a book was an alignment to my congressional system, which is my body agreed with it, my mind agreed with it, and my soul agreed with it. And I was able to write the book in about 6 months because of how in agreeance my congressional system was. Now, when it comes to, for example, I started working for a coaching company a year prior to that, and I found that my congressional system was not in alignment to that. I was resisting it. Mentally, I was resisting it emotionally. My heart wasn't there, and it showed in my work. It showed in my interactions with the people I worked with. It showed in the interactions with the clients. So it really shows when your congressional system, again, which is the mind, body, and soul, when your congressional system is not in alignment with what you're working towards, it's gonna show up in those areas. It's gonna create in evidence for you in material form so that you can realign yourself, so you can readjust your goals, you can readjust your efforts. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the evidence you're getting for your goals and keep an eye on your congressional system. Again, mind, body, and soul. So just a quick episode on that. I want you to journal about it. If you do journal, write about your goals. What is that one goal that you were looking to work on in 2019? And then see what goal, where you're at with your goal, if you've achieved it, if you are still working on it. And if you are still working on it, ask yourself, does your congressional system agree with that goal? And maybe from there you can get some answers. It won't come right away. These answers won't come right away. It'll come in forms of maybe your awareness will be towards getting that answer, and perhaps it might show up later in the day. Whether It come in a form of a music song that you listen to, or a television show you are tuned in, or maybe you might see a quote on your social media that gives you an answer. But definitely journal about that. If you feel like your congressional system does not align with your goals, definitely look into realigning your goals where your congressional system does agree with, so that you can reach your goals. And goal setting is not about monumental feats. It's literally a marathon. You get little goals at a time. Writing my book was, I had a goal of 500 words at a time, which means it's a stepping stone to a huge monumental goal. It's never just accomplished in one sweep. So keep that in mind when you are needing to realign your goal. Make it small steps towards a huge goal, towards a big goal. So send me any questions about that, info@talkswithmaria.com, and I will talk to you guys again soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to share, comment, and like. For a collaboration request, send me a message at maria@talkswithmaria.com.